This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 4th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. During a web conference Wednesday morning, Cirrus Design finally put some hard performance numbers out for the Vision SJ50 very light jet. Cautioning numbers are still subject to change, Cirrus now projects a maximum takeoff weight of 6,000 pounds and a 2,300-pound useful load, or 400 pounds available for passengers and baggage with full fuel. CEO Alan Klapmeyer noted the increase in fuel capacity of 100 pounds over previous estimates came as a result of customer requests. The company now says it expects a high-speed cruise of 300 knots true, with best range of over 1,400 nautical miles, coming at a more piston-like 210 knots true. Eurocontrol, the European Organization for the Safety of Air Navigation, is out with some predictions which are exciting and gloomy at the same time. The study, entitled Challenges of Growth, predicts that demand for commercial flights in Europe will rise from 10 million today to over 20 million by 2030. That's the good news. The bad news is that changing climate and inadequate airport capacity will mean half of all flights will be delayed. David Marsh, Eurocontrol's manager of forecasting and statistics, warns, quote, "Airports are going to run out of space, and with half of each day's flights going through one of the saturated airports, a small delay at one airport could rapidly escalate to infect the whole European air network," unquote. The study assumes continued global warming will mean bouts of extreme weather will happen more frequently and probably be more severe. As higher temperatures become the norm across Europe, vacation patterns are likely to change, increasing demand for new destinations which cannot build airport infrastructure quickly enough. If Diamond Aircraft Industries was alarmed at the recent attempt by ExxonMobil to discourage the use of its Jet A product in piston diesels, imagine the impact the statement is having on developers of new engines. Delta Hawk Engines Incorporated notes that concerns the fuel maker expressed about ignition quality, freezing point, and lubricity, quote, "are readily addressed issues for any diesel engine appropriately engineered for aviation use and being certified and distributed under current aviation safety standards. They will also be a part of the high-altitude technical readiness level testing to be done with a Delta Hawk engine by the U.S. Navy," unquote. Delta Hawk CEO Diane Duers is skeptical of ExxonMobil's claim to have based its memo on empirical data. Quote, "We wonder what extensive technical review could have been conducted by ExxonMobil without extensive technical discussions with either Diamond or Delta Hawk," unquote. Some holiday traditions refuse to go away. On Monday, 191 airline passengers were stranded on the ramp at Ontario International Airport in Southern California for over 9 hours, begging to be let off the plane and provided only water and crackers. The Riverside Press Enterprise reports Taka Airlines released a statement blaming local authorities for refusing permission for passengers to go through customs. But U.S. Customs and Border Protection says the airline never asked that permission. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. TSA holsters may result in more accidental gun discharges. SpaceX says it found takers for Dragon Lab missions. And Cessna lays off fewer than anticipated. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, Rocket Ship Tours founder and CEO Jules Klar introduces the first paying passenger for commercial flights of the X-Core Lynx suborbital spacecraft, Danish investment banker and adventurer Per Wimmer, and former NASA astronaut Rick Searfoss discusses his role as the pilot for Lynx flights. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.